Good morning. Joining us right now, Dan Bongino. You know him, former Secret Service agent, and he has a brand new book out called Protecting the President. Dan, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How you doing?
Good. Always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. We've done some talking this morning about this wiretapping of Paul Manafort, and there are so many questions out there. There were two different instances of wiretapping of Paul Manafort. The first one, the initial one, was related to his work in the Ukraine, and it was discontinued at some point last year for lack of evidence, and then the FBI restarted it. Why did they restart it? Do we know what the focus of that was?
No, and this is the really troubling part of this. You know, I addressed this on the radio last night. This should bother every American, although I don't expect liberals to be moved at all by this. This should really frighten everyone, regardless of your political stripes. What it appears to me, having experience with warrants and phone taps and listening in on conversations during my time as a criminal investigator with the federal government, it seems like you're fishing for a person, not fishing for a crime. In other words, in a constitutional republic, Mary and Vince, that's not what we do. We don't go out and fish for people. In other words, you don't walk into WMAL and go, you know what, we don't like our neighbors here down the block, so let's go get the federal government to find a crime on them and arrest them later. Because you know what? You'll find a crime on everyone. Everyone's ripped a tag off a mattress at some point.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, jaywalk. I mean, we've all been guilty of something. The federal government doesn't work that way. People come in as complainants on crimes. Like, hey, I was just robbed. Can we go find the guy? And it looks to me like they didn't have anything on the criminal side against Manafort. So then they just moved on to a FISA warrant. And from what we know now, couldn't find much there either, it appears, at this point. We'll see what comes out later, but it's really disturbing.
Dan, I love having your perspective, having been in law enforcement, especially because, you know, nowadays, you mentioned Democrats don't seem that interested in it right now. That's for political reasons. But you look at, like, say, this FBI raid of Paul Manafort's home, the idea that they got a no-knock warrant to investigate, what, a financial crime? That they picked his locks, raid his home in the dead of night, guns drawn? What in the world is that about? Why would any scenario lead to a raid like that?
You know, it's so disturbing because I think back, especially in Maryland, you know, what are your markets over there? You have the governor, Larry Hogan, whose dad, Larry Hogan Sr., you know, God rest his soul, he passed, was a Republican who went after Nixon, who was like, hey, this is like a bridge too far, and this is not a partisan issue. It's time to shut this down. Where are the Democrats asking the question you just asked me? Like saying to their constituents, hey, this isn't a reflection on our party. I'd like you to still continue to vote Democrat. But we had a guy who was sleeping at 6 o'clock in the morning while federal agents with monopoly power over the use of force and the ability to take your liberty kicked in his door. Oh, and by the way, he was the campaign manager for the sitting president of the United States. And we really don't have anything yet, but don't worry. We'll find something. I promise you, go through anybody's house and their effects and their papers and everything. You will eventually find evidence of some crime. Wasn't there a book written a while ago about every American commits a federal crime like each day? And I mean, they will find something if they want to find something.
Last thing on this, you know, Lindsey Graham a couple months ago, you remember, he had a hotly contested battle with somebody in the intelligence community about, hey, how can I find out, as a senator, can I find out if my communications were monitored by the U.S. government? And he got all sorts of squirrely answers that didn't involve yes. And which shocked me, because we're supposed to have civilian control of our intelligence community, of our enforcement mechanisms. And yeah, Now you've got this situation where a sitting senator can't get answers. The Justice Department, by the way, failing to even produce any information on the progeny of the Trump dossier, despite the fact that Congress has been demanding answers here. Are you worried at all that civilians can't get access to information from our enforcement mechanisms?
I'm terrified about it. And listen, I have bona fides on this because I spoke out against the Patriot Act as well, which was passed by a Republican. So no one's going to lecture me on, oh, well, you're just going after them because the Obama administration may have been surveilling people. No, you are absolutely incorrect, and you're making that up. This is a very big problem. The Fourth Amendment has to mean something. To me, this was clearly an unreasonable search and seizure. And until we take our government back, this dragnet of surveillance is just going to expand. And it's not right. Quote to me all you want, all the legal citations. That doesn't make it moral, and it definitely doesn't make it constitutional by a plain reading of the document.
Dan, CNN broke this story, and we know how anti-Trump they are. What does this say about this story that CNN broke it?
You know, I think there's a little covering of the caboose, let's say, a delicate way to say it because of the FCC. They're trying to cover their on this one. I think they had the sources. They knew they were the ones that had mocked Trump about the wiretapping claims. I mean, you can read the headlines yourself. James Woods had a tweet out the other day showing the timeline of CNN making fun of Trump for the wiretapping claims and then writing the story about how Trump's team was wiretapped. I think they were covering their butts, so they had to put it out there. But, you know, listen, credit where credit is due. They put the story out there, so at least they seem to have done the right thing. But I'm sure they'll resort to their anti-Trump nonsense, you know, as soon as possible.
Dan, I want to mention your new book, Protecting the President. I'm about as fascinated. That Secret Service intrigue is about the most fascinating thing that anyone can read, I think. Tell us about the new book and what's in it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We're already a bestseller, so I appreciate everyone who picked up a copy. It's really an inside account of the collapse of the Secret Service. You know, it did not fall apart because of the men and women over there. They have the best agents in the federal government, with all due respect to my friends in the FBI and DEA. What happened was a mission creep collapse where they took on missions they couldn't handle. They got distracted from the protection. And when you read the inside account of what actually happened, how uniformed division officers at the White House were getting 20 minutes of training a year. I'll bet, you know, Mike, the board op, got more training on how to work Adobe Audition last week than Secret Service officers got on how to defend the White House in an entire year.
Well, we're still working with him. He's trying.
Does he have the gloves on today, the fingerless
gloves? No, not the gloves, but he is wearing a couple layers.
Oh, man. But yeah, that's the feedback I'm getting on the book from people who read it, and they get through it in a day. It's like, I really cannot believe that in a mission with such bipartisan support protecting the president, that this is what's going on inside the Secret Service. It's incredible. It's really sad.
All right, well, you can pick up a copy of Dan Bongino's book, Protecting the President, wherever books are sold. Dan, thank you very much. And now Mike is wearing the fingerless gloves in tribute to your interview this morning.
I love that guy.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys.